welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Alrighty then, I want to welcome everybody again to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and one of my most favorite things to do every single Saturday morning is get up early, as my dear wife of 16 and a half years said this week to me yesterday morning, why do you have to get up so early? And it's a curse. It's actually a blessing, a curse in the form of a blessing, because my body just wakes up every single day about 5:15, 5:30. I don't know why, but it does. I think a part of it is the wonderful nature rest sleep system that we get to enjoy. So Saturdays are no different. And today I'm thrilled because a dear friend of ours that we haven't spent, that Stacy and I have not spent a lot of time with physically, but I spend every Monday morning, usually every Monday morning, with this gentleman and a group of other dedicated warriors on a conference call, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But good morning, Dr. Jackson, again.
Good morning, Vance. Good to be with you on the program with you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you again. And I know that many people might have heard the Dr. John Jackson and Annette Jackson story. However, for review's sake, let's take us back to the beginning a few years ago when you were this successful medical doctor with two different practices, correct, or two different locations?
Right. Yeah, it was for many years a privilege to work as an internal medicine doctor, first in Crescent City, California, pretty much on the Oregon border. You're in the state of Oregon. We were just south of you on the coast, maybe 20 miles south of the border. And later we moved to Santa Cruz, where we now live, top of the Monterey Bay, maybe 70 miles south of San Francisco and opposite Monterey and Carmel.
Okay. And I want to go back a little bit further. What led you into the medical field? I mean, was it just, you know, as a kid, you were fascinated by people with stethoscopes or needles or, you know, why did you want to become a doctor?
Hey, good question. It's kind of fun to look back over life and see how one thing led to another. We didn't have any any doctors in the family, but I always had the sense that working with people, helping them to enjoy better health, was a very high calling, if you will, and honorable profession, and something very portable. You could pretty much live wherever you wanted and always find people that could find your services useful. So I'm not sure I necessarily entered into medical school with a precise idea of what was going to be involved, but there I learned quickly how to interview people and listen for any abnormal complaints and you know, examine them, checking for any lumps or bumps on the body that didn't belong, and test for you know, blood chemistries are out of the normal range, and order x-rays, hopefully didn't look very funny, and but, you know, when you arrive at a diagnosis, I think that our principal mission was to relieve any undue suffering and hopefully prevent premature death. Not very often curing people, but trying to be helpful and using principally medications. And as an ex-chemist, I was always mindful of the risk of inadvertent poisonings. But, you know, sometimes you'd fall back on a recommendation for surgery, and never with a guarantee and always with some risk, but that was what I was schooled and taught to do and didn't know much better. There were long hours, but it was a respectable hourly wage, and, of course, if the doctor was on vacation or out sick, Dr. Heal, myself, we had an overhead that tended to continue. And because of those hours, you tended to kind of skip meals or eat hurriedly, and I was almost late, almost always late for dinner, so I was not a great example for a balanced, healthy life.
And that is basically par for the course of most people in that profession that I've seen, that, or like any profession, it's the plumber who seems to always have the drippy faucet that he just hasn't gotten around to do it, even though he can. He can manage his own home. Or it's the accountant whose, you know, taxes seem to get left to the last, and just par for the course is that the medical doctor may not have the best health, maybe worse than his patients. And I know that it is par for the course. And I know that Annette that really was the kind of the open the door for Niken for you to see the validity that, hey, this is something entirely different than Western medicine. The homeopathic method is way different. And yet you learn about that in school, I presume. But our mindset here in the West is, no, we can treat and we can fix everything with drugs and surgery.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. Vance Medical School, they teach you anatomic structures, organs, and chemical processes. So, you know, that's kind of the focus. And indeed, Annette kind of reminds me of the old line about how the shoemaker's family had no shoes. My dear wife, who helped me through medical school and was my nurse the first year in practice, the doctor's wife didn't have her health, and that was after an auto accident. She was driving our kids to a music lesson, was hit by a lady driver who was a little bit intoxicated, and so after that, her health was really off balance for about 15 years, and you're not supposed to doctor your own family necessarily, but she went to see colleagues, and they really couldn't diagnose her. They ran a lot of tests and recommended different things. She kept looking, and being people of faith, we always prayed that God would lead us to a solution, and that being from Asia, she's from South Korea, I think she was always looking for a natural solution rather than a medicinal tool to manage symptoms. She wanted to kind of root out, what's the cause? How come my health changed so much after that accident? And Niken proved to be the answer to our prayers, so it was very amazing. I didn't really understand it at first. It seemed like it might be a glorified placebo effect. Sorry to say that, and it's kind of embarrassing to remember and recall, but in any event, I observed in her a very rapid improvement within just a matter of days. Each person's different, of course, but her body was ready for natural energy to help it correct the imbalances and get back into a normal state of affairs, just like God designed it. And
Jonna, I'm curious, looking back on that, because you, I know both of you have seen, and you just came back from a wonderful trip to Peru, and so you've seen things firsthand. But looking back on that, and going fit, you said 15 years that she was suffering from that. Having the medical experience to diagnose and to say, well, the body reacted this way because of that auto accident, but 15 years, you guys were really not having an answer. I mean, at all, is what you're saying.
Not without looking. She was very diligent and tried to eat right and exercise and do the things that, you know, common sense will tell you are helpful. But that was not enough, really, for her body to recompose itself. And she suffered. She, you know, valiantly tried her best to be a wife and a mom and to take care of the home and such like that. But she never had energy. She was always you know, kind of running on empty, and so it was a sad state of affairs, but through God's grace, she got through it, and she did find an answer, which over time I observe not only benefits for her, but about four generations of ladies in our family, and finally the dear doctor even experienced what these energies can do, and so you know, I began to share with patients and with our friends and people that we bump into, but didn't necessarily think of it as a full-time way of life until a few years later, but the last 6 or 7 years we've been dedicated full-time to Niken and just really, really finding it exhilarating and fulfilling and fun.
And with that, compare and contrast, because not that anybody listening right now is going to, or they might, but most of us are not going to at this stage in our life go back to schooling to start a completely new profession all over. You had two different, can I call them clinics? Two different offices?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, two different offices. How many miles in between those two?
Well, these were different time frames. When I was in Crest City, we did have another satellite office in Brookings, Oregon, which was
Yeah, okay.
20 miles away. But when I moved to Santa Cruz after 10 years of private practice in Northern California, moving to Central California, there I was a part of a 100-plus physician multi-specialty group, and they had satellite offices throughout Santa Cruz County, but I principally worked in the main office.
Okay. So in that profession, and I guess my question is that making that transition from full-time medical doctor to full-time wellness consultant of, again, just making that shift of, okay, I did that for a good portion of my life, and I was on the phone with Dr. Ken Howiak, who's another medical professional from your neck of the woods, the Bay Area. And it always amazes me that you can make a shift, and it may not be the easiest financially at first, but once you have, as you alluded to, you start just sharing with everybody you come in contact with, and it starts to grow. Compare and contrast modern medicine or Western medicine, to wellness consultants. I mean, stress level. I mean, if I could went down a punch list, stress-wise, was it stressful having your own practices?
It became increasingly stressful, and I've heard it observed that men sometimes make a change in life, a career change, to get away from pain, whereas women more commonly embrace a more beautiful vision of what's possible. And in my case, I was increasingly uncomfortable with this sort of hamster cage, spin the wheel as fast as you can workplace environment. We were accepting a lot of new health plans, discounted rates, and the way to make the same amount of money was to see more patients within the same space of time. And so being from the Midwest, I really kind of enjoy the conversational human interaction, and that was less and less possible. I felt that I was not doing my patients justice. There's a lot of associated paperwork, and even with the modern labor-saving devices, so-called, it seemed like I was getting home later and later, and it was less and less fulfilling. And at the same time, there was sort of besides the stick behind me, there was the carrot not in front of me. I knew there was a way to help people take control over their own wellness program, not to disrespect conventional medicine. Allopathic medicine, has made tremendous advances, and we're all grateful to have specialists available if we're in a life-threatening situation where they're just particularly well trained and suited to help us. But oftentimes people would rather stay out of the exam room or the emergency room where there are huge lines, and it's sort of a degrading experience oftentimes, not really able to express yourself and say what's going on before you're rushed into a testing format of some sort. It just didn't feel right, and I knew that there was a way that people could take charge of their own wellness program and sort of opt out of the system whenever possible through natural healing and natural prevention through making the body stronger. So I was sort of leaving an increasingly stressful life and moving towards what is now, we pick our own hours. We get to watch the sunrise together as husband and wife. We're spending, more vacations with our children who've also joined us in NECAN, not just as customers, but, connecting us with other folks that are looking for better health or better wealth or both of those. And so I may be sort of short-shrifting it here a little bit, but to me it's a sort of a night and day comparison. Before, it was more in the realm of drudgery. It was, an honorable living, but it was drudgery. This is pleasure and fulfillment unmatched from what I've experienced anyway. I just feel I'm here doing what I came to the planet to do, helping others help themselves. And, it's a cascade effect. It's something that multiplies. It's just not for our own benefit and our own pleasure, but the supreme pleasure of watching others get liberated from I would say almost a kind of a form of slavery to disease processes and dysfunctional workplace environments. To get out of that, I mean, you feel like kind of a modern-day Moses almost.
There are so many things you just said that I'm going, that's a totally different perspective of what you're sharing about allowing people to really run the gauntlet of self-care versus health care,
yes.
Even though you you had the training in the healthcare industry, and you were the guru. You're one of, you know, thousands of specialists that say, look, I have the training to show you how to do this, but there's something broken in the system because the modern doctors and people in that field, paramedics, and as a volunteer firefighter, I see this firsthand all the time. We don't teach people. We never have the opportunity to teach them and say, hey, let me show you how to prevent this so it never happens again. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And because we had 6 calls yesterday. 2 were accidents, but the other 4 were medical calls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know each person's case scenario, but I'm looking at them going, how do we equip people? And that's exactly what we as wellness consultants get to do, is really, really have some fun, as you say, liberating people and showing them how self-care can be one of the most beneficial and liberating things that we can ever experience.
How many, even the most expert of Dutch boys, how many holes in the dike can you personally take care of? You got 10 fingers and 10 toes, but after that, any further holes in the fabric of society, you need help. And so that's a beautiful thing about Nikin, that you're empowering people to join in their own self-repair, self-care enterprise and teach others. So, we recommend it to everybody.
And Dr. Jackson, I know that you, as you said, Annette was a night and day difference. In a matter of days, you said her health became back. And I remember hearing her share it in person or on a conference call or something, that literally she, when you guys had family functions and get-togethers and parties, Annette was there, but she really wasn't there. She'd sneak away and go to sleep, or she'd find a couch where nobody, at somebody else's house, and literally because her physical condition was so bad. Is there one, and this is hard to categorize, I'm sure, but is there one experience that you personally, because you were not the ambassador to your own wife to show the Nikin solutions, since you guys started with Nikin, is there one person that just stands out above and beyond the rest that was so dramatic that left you scratching your head of, what do we really have our hands on here?
Oh, yeah, I actually spent 2.5 weeks south of the equator with the very individual that first comes to my mind, Ron D'Amico. Ron and Connie D'Amico are dear friends whom we met at a social function, and through his needs, his health problems, he soon became a user of Nikin Natural Solutions, but they quickly saw there was more here than just their own improvement, and soon they joined us in the business. They're front line to us as Platinums, and Ron's experience is really one of these head-to-toe endless list of testimonials from head to toe. He had problems with his sinuses from childhood, a neck he couldn't clear lanes, look to one side or the other because of a bad neck. He had a shoulder he couldn't raise his arm. His acid upset was so bad he was consuming more than a large container of antacids per day, along with
all
prescription meds. He was taking 11 meds. He was couldn't sleep on his back because his back was so bad. His knees were no good after surgeries. His prostate bugged him. He had cut off a thumb that no longer moved and couldn't grow a nail and had no sensation. It was all of those things miraculously turned around, and I think the miracle was the body that was formed out of the dust long ago and into which was breathed the spirit of life, and somehow Nikin was able to resurrect Ron, so to speak, through, and not to be disrespectful to the Almighty, but within nature, I think we find deposited very natural solutions for our bodily needs. And Ron, who could barely make it upstairs, downstairs in his home without his wife's help in his late 60s, he now in his early to going towards mid-70s, he runs in a local 10K every year, and it's just an unbelievable transition. The guy is Well, I guess, an animal.
I guess so. And always at the top of her head when you hear a story like that, and we see this every single week when I'm talking to people, they say, well, what would you suggest for this? And I'm always quick to say, well, everything, anything, but you got to start someplace, you know, whether it's the water, the sleep, the air, the nutrition, you got to start someplace, but don't think that a one power band bracelet is going to do the trick. I would imagine that Ron kind of attacked that laundry list. I mean, neck, shoulder, sinus, 11 medications, knees, missing a thumb, bottle of Tums per day because of acid, you know, reflux. I would imagine he didn't start by saying, I think I'm going to just go with a bottle of Nikan's Immunity and see what happens.
Well, you know, he was a smart man, and he was very diligent. He tried everything the doctor could provide. He went to health food stores trying to educate himself. He was soon sort of confused, which bottle goes with which bottle. And so when it came to Nikan, he knew he tried everything else without results. What did he have to lose to try the wellness home concept to recreate kind of a Garden of Eden in your home and to let the body choose what it wants for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner, so to speak. And he invested in his health. I think, you know, an even wiser person is considering Nikan not as a, you know, sort of high-tech natural band-aid for their owie, but thinking of all future owies to prevent those. You need the whole system, just as Ron needed the whole system to sort of get his ox out of the ditch. He was just messed up after years in the automotive industry, exposed to all kinds of toxins in the environment. His body was littered and laden with chemicals that didn't belong there, and so he had to use the whole system to get better, and a young person needs the whole system to stay well. So it's really got a solution for just about anything that assails the human race, I would say.
And to hear, as you said, and I would imagine that nobody but Ron could share his experience, because that's his experience, but you did a fantastic job of explaining that, you know, this is where he was in his 60s, and this is where he is now in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And most people in their 70s aren't out running even partial marathons or even a 5K fun race. That's
mm-hmm.
not something that they do. And trust me when I say I've seen a lot. You've seen, you know, hundreds and probably thousands of people as we age. We should be able to age gracefully. And I know that Sandy Martin a couple weeks ago on this call shared that, you know, part of her inspiration was the senior pastors at her church. And he recently passed away in 94, 96, I can't remember the exact date. But his wife asked him a question, and she turned around, and when she came back, he was gone. It was just like that. He was on no medications. He was not. He was just enjoying life. And I thought, well, that's what we should all be doing, and you nailed it on the head when you said that we can use everything that Nikan has now to prevent us from becoming a Ron D'Amico.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, a lot of people think aging, premature aging, is inevitable, and, you know, for many of us, whether we're a practicing doctor or a submissive patient, a lot of times conventional medicine is a partially deployed parachute where slows your descent, but you're still going down at some rate. And for Ron, when he deployed all of the Nikan solutions, he began to gain altitude, which, like you say, is so unusual, but not Nikan. You know, we see that time and time again. So whether we understand exactly how it works, we know it works really, really well. And what a gift.
And it is a gift. And we have a responsibility to take the lead and to continue passing that on to other people. John, is there any one, how do I ask this question? Is there any one type of person or anybody out there, I know the answer to this question, but I want to say, for the sake of our listeners, that you would say that we shouldn't just give it a shot, give it a try? Is there something out there with anything, any physical injury? I mean, we all consult. Obviously, we know, we're smart enough to know that, okay, consult your physician, figure out what the game plan is. But, you know, maybe taking 22 different medications a day isn't the smartest thing we could do. How do you, what is the best way? Coming, and again, you have the opportunity as a medical professional to look at it from two different angles that, as you said, we have the opportunity to get out of the slavery mindset and be actually take make self-care instead of healthcare. Mm-hmm. We take ownership of it. Is there anything that Nikan can help?
Well, we've not seen it in 11 years. It may exist, but we've not seen it. And our faith is that the Nikan can help anybody with anything. And, you know, my wife's from Asia. I'm from the U.S. of A., and so we try in our family life to combine the best of East and West, and I think that's what Nikan does. We don't lack for respect for conventional allopathic medicine. Let's leave those dedicated individuals in charge of our disease program, trying to diagnose diseases and try to ameliorate suffering and correct anatomic abnormalities when possible. But the other foot, so to speak, it's hard to hop around on one foot forever. Use the other foot God gave you. We have natural solutions, and there I think it's just a beautiful team effort in our country. We're just overburdened with disease care, and so wouldn't it be wonderful for people to know how to stay out of the emergency room and out of the waiting room and take care of most of that stuff at home? It seems like there's a tremendous benefit of bringing these two together, if you will, and I think we can be neighbors with our doctors and our healthcare professionals and respect what they're doing, and when they're open to what we're doing, to share it, because they have the bully pulpit. There are a lot of people that really pay attention to what doctors and nurses and therapists say, but anybody can share Nikan, and I think that's where the real advancements are going to be made, is really with rank and file people. They're just family people realizing they're involved in a struggle and they need better tools to cope.
Sure. I think what you're saying is that there's enough love to go around. I think the pharmaceutical industry, I think Western medicine, I think the insurance companies, I think they're not going to be hurt too badly if we show people, hey, why don't you spread some of that love over here in the prevention side and kind of try and balance things out. And because looking at what other cultures do, they spend far, far less percentage-wise per person on the treatment of disease, and much more, and I don't know if there's an exact formula, but I would think that if we operated on the mindset of, what if we spent 99% of every, of our healthcare budget personally for our family, what if we spent that on seeing how much fun we could have on the prevention side? You know, what we put in our mouth every day, what we allow our bodies to absorb when we come to sleep, the nutrients that we're absorbing, the water that we're putting in, the air that we're breathing. I mean, everything that you described as the Garden of Eden in our home, which I think is a beautiful example. But I think we could do that. You don't think the pharmaceutical industry is going to go bankrupt anytime soon, do you, John? No?
Well, probably not in the near future, but I wouldn't mind hastening that day.
I mean, it's going to put a few people out of jobs, but I mean, our friend Jim Dragon was a pharmaceutical sales rep, and he seems to be doing quite well in Nikan. Mm-hmm. And I know there's countless others. He's one that comes to mind real quick. I think they'd do okay if we, again, as referring back to Ron D'Amico, a bottle of Tums per day, that could get kind of expensive.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And, think of all the side effects of combining prescription and non-prescription medications. He's a classic example of what's possible with Nikan. And we don't want people to go away from this call feeling guilty that they're taking some medicines. Continue to work with the healthcare professional you've chosen. But we're just asking people to use common sense that the body functions better in a better working environment with the clean air, the clean water, and, better sleep, and also adequate nutrition, and less stress when it comes to how you make money. All those things contribute to a person that's just going to be healthier, and over time with you and your doctor working together, if that's what you choose, you may find you don't need as many of those pills. Your blood pressure is getting better, your cholesterol, et cetera. Those are what we've seen. Ron, you know, in 1 year he was off of 11 medications, and the doctor was perfectly happy with the results, and perhaps befuddled as to why he didn't need any refills for any of his medications anymore. But too busy to pursue it, unfortunately.
No, we have a new wellness consultant here in the Portland area. Cindy Wilson is her name, and she, 1995, had a major, major car accident, left her with brain injuries and trauma and lots of medication over the years. And this last December, just 5-6 months ago, she, I can't remember what she incorporated, whether it was the whole Nikan Wellness Home or what she started with. But it came time to refill the bulk of her prescriptions, and she decided, it was her own decision, and I don't recommend this. You can if you want to, but it's your body. You decide. I'm not a doctor. John, you're the doctor. But and I know you would agree with this, but, you know, you don't just, you can go cold turkey. Other times maybe it's a better idea to wean yourself off, but she didn't refill all of her prescriptions because after she got on the Nikan Solutions, her words were, I was just feeling really, really light. This heaviness wasn't over me.
Mm-hmm.
And she shared this at our gathering a couple Tuesdays ago, and she said, I just made the choice, and I decided I wasn't going to refill them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's still on some medications, but I seem to talk to her a couple times a week now, and she just, it's a totally different person than the person that I met last November. And it was once she got, I mean, she was, the word that I used to describe her, she was combative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just very, very skeptical. And she had some bad experiences with another opportunity that she spent a lot of money on, and it did not provide the results she was looking for. And I understand that skepticism. But once she made that decision, it's her whole countenance is changing. I mean, everything. And she's been living in this prison for 17 years. You know.
And when I was a kid, I remember first learning of the word levitation and wasn't sure exactly what that meant, but sort of miraculously rising above terra firma and wondering, is that possible? But, hey, if there is such a thing as levitation, the closest thing I've come to it is that when a person whom you've helped sharing Nikan says, you know that pain I had that was just ruining my daily life? I don't have that anymore.
Mm.
That will make you levitate your soul. It's food for the soul and for the spirit. And anyway, I know you've seen, being a Nikan longer than we've been, you've seen these kinds of things happen time and time again. It keeps us invigorated and enthusiastic about sharing, because for every sourpuss, there's a lot of folks out there that are eternally grateful and tearful as they recount the time they first met us. It's just really, really beautiful.
And, you know, I'll tell you, I would imagine that that's way better than, here, go get this prescription filled and, you know, call me, or let's come in a couple weeks here and then reevaluate and go from there, I would imagine, anyway.
No comparison.
Yeah, no comparison whatsoever, going back to what we were talking about earlier. John, one last question, and I'd like to wrap it up by asking this. When you look ahead to what's out there, do you see any sign of slowing down at all? I mean, because we get to enjoy the five pillars of health and pursue that life of balance, but every time I talk to you, either on the phone or in person, you seem to just be thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying the humans being more concept, that five pillars of health, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society. Just kind of, do you see any chance of slowing that down or stopping?
My dad was born in Oklahoma, and he was under one of the mail plane routes. He was fascinated with airplanes. I think I got the aviation gene. I'm very fascinated by anything that flies. We've now had 100 years of human flight or more, and the speeds don't seem to be diminishing. They seem to be getting faster and faster. And I just see Nikan as taking flight. It's, you know, when you go down a runway, there's a certain critical speed, and beyond that, it just rises. And I just sense we're approaching a major takeoff speed here. You know, we just returned from outside the country, and people are very, very interested. It's universal. Everybody wants to live more healthily, more happily. And they just don't know where to find the wherewithal to accomplish that, and that's what we're sharing. We're not telling people what to think or what to do. We're saying this is what's really, really impacted our lives for the betterment of the whole family. And if you care to join the Nikan family, we're just really honored to have you join us. And I see no end in sight.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% that everybody wants to do it, but they just don't know that there's simple solutions out there to do it.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out a way to not sell products, but share solutions and get to that point of contact and ask better questions. I'm not sure exactly what the secret is, but once we start that and get that in motion, that it just happens. Well, our guest today has been Dr. John Jackson. And hopefully this has been as beneficial to you as it has been to me. If you missed something he said, or if you heard it but you didn't couldn't quite write it down fast enough, you can always catch the recording at www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturday, the letters A-M, live.com. And give Steve Crowfoot, our dear friend, a couple hours, and he'll have the recording up on the website. But you can listen to it in its entirety, as well as there's a plethora, actually, over 6 years worth of recordings. I didn't realize there was so many archived there. That is a great resource tool. I use it. I just have to get past the guy who's the host, because that voice just, when I'm listening to it, he sounds funny. John, does your voice sound funny to you when you listen to a recording?
Well, I was concentrating more on your voice than my voice, and your voice is more and more endearing over time, Vance. Thanks for having me on the program, and thanks to all your listeners. This is a wonderful, wonderful enterprise you and your family have spearheaded for so many years. We thank you for that.
Oh, John, it truly is a pleasure. And I'm going to bid you farewell, and if you guys want to stay on the line, I got a couple announcements I want to make, and I'll let you and Annette get into your day. So thank you again, John. I appreciate it.
All right. So long.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.